This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Kuwaiti leadership in Kuwait City today. Mr. Modi will be accorded a ceremonial card of honour at the Bayan Palace, following which he will be holding separate meetings with the Emir of Kuwait and the Crown Prince of Kuwait. Prime Minister Modi will also hold delegation-level talks with the Prime Minister of Kuwait. Mr. Modi arrived in Kuwait on a two-day visit to the West Asian nation, marking the first trip by an Indian Prime Minister to Kuwait in 43 years. He is visiting Kuwait at the invitation of Kuwaiti Emir Sheikh Mishal Al Ahmad Al Jaber Al Sabah. Yesterday, Mr. Modi addressed a massive gathering of Indian diaspora at a special event in Kuwait City. He lauded the hard work, achievement and contribution of the Indian community to the development of Kuwait and fostering India-Kuwait ties. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis has allocated portfolios to his Council of Ministers. The Chief Minister has retained crucial home ministry. He will also hold energy, law and judiciary, general administration, information and publicity and departments not allocated to any other minister. Shiv Sena leader and Deputy CM Eknath Shinde got the portfolios of urban development, housing and public works, public enterprises. NCP leader and Deputy CM Ajit Pawar got the important finance and planning ministry along with state excise. Maharashtra BJP President Chandrasekhar Bavankule became the state revenue minister. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav released the India State of Forest Report 2023 at the Forest Research Institute in Dehradun yesterday. According to the latest assessment, the total forest and tree cover in India stands at 8,27,357 square kilometres, representing around 25% of the country's total geographical area. Of this, over 7 lakh square kilometres is classified as forest cover, while over 1 lakh square kilometres is tree cover. Mr. Yadav expressed satisfaction over the increase in the country's forest and tree cover, which has grown by 1,445 square kilometres since the 2021 assessment. India has condemned the horrific attack in Magdeburg, Germany, that has reportedly killed 5 people and injured over 200. The Ministry of External Affairs, in a statement, described the incident as a horrific and senseless attack at a Christmas market. 7 Indian nationals were also injured in the Magdeburg Christmas market attack. Sources said 3 have been discharged from the hospital. The Indian mission in Germany is in touch with all those injured in the attack. The incident occurred Friday evening when a car rammed into the crowded market, which was full of shoppers buying things for Christmas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 71,000 appointment letters to newly appointed recruits tomorrow through video conferencing. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Rozgar Mela will be held at 45 locations across the country. The recruitments are taking place for various ministries and departments of the central government. Rozgar Mela is a step towards fulfilment of the commitment of the Prime Minister to accord highest priority to employment generation. In women's cricket, India clinched the inaugural Under-19 ACC Women's T20 Asia Cup title at Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, after defeating Bangladesh by 41 runs in the final. Chasing a target of 118, Bangladesh were bowled out for a modest 76 runs in just 18.3 overs. For India, Ayushi Shukla claimed 3 wickets, while Parunika Sisodia and Sonam Yadav took 2 wickets each. Earlier, India, batting first, scored 117 for 7 in their allotted 20 overs. Gongadi Trisha was the top scorer with a solid 52 runs off 47 balls. For Bangladesh, Farjana Ismin shone with the ball, picking up 4 wickets. In Western India Slam Squash, the final of women's singles will witness an all-Indian clash as Asian Games double bronze medalist Anahat Singh will face a compatriot top-seeded Akanksha Salunkhe in Mumbai today. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:45 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.